These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? I hope so. Let's meet them.
I'm Kieran, I'm 21, and I'm a chemical and pharmaceutical student from Barrow-in-Furness.
I'm Kath, I'm 56, I'm a legal secretary from Wigan.
I'm Emma, I'm 34, a tram conductor from Sheffield.
I'm Brian, I'm 79, a retired mathematician, originally from Southampton.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Kieran. Welcome to the show, Kieran.
Thank you.
You're from Barrow-in-Furness.
Yes, I'm from there originally, but I studied in Liverpool.
OK, and what did you study?
Chemical and pharmaceutical sciences.
Perfect. Well, I say perfect. I don't know what any of that means. So, well, you want to become a chemist or something?
Yes, I'd really enjoy doing a master's and then hopefully a PhD and eventually become a lecturer in a university.
The kids today, see? Well, I was a kid, you just wanted to be a fireman, that was it. If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd love to pay for some postgraduate study. A master's in drug design would be absolutely fantastic.
OK, all right, let's do that. All right, Kieran, this is the cash builder round.
Yeah.
Each correct answer is worth £1,000. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Good luck, your time starts now. What part of an elephant is a fusion of its nose and upper lip?
Trunk.
Correct. In 2013, singer Jamelia became a regular panellist on what TV talk show?
Loose Women.
Correct. In the title of a Stevie Smith poem, she's not waving, but what?
Smiling.
Drowning. In a pub quiz, what can be played by a team to double that round's points?
Snowball.
The Joker. Julius Caesar and Mark Antony were both lovers of the Queen of what country?
Egypt.
Correct. In what 2014 film do monsters raise a human named Eggs?
Pass.
The Box Trolls. In the emblem of the Soviet Union, what tool represented factory workers?
Hammer.
Correct. What bandage for stopping bleeding is named from the French word for turn?
Tourniquet.
Correct. What Glasgow venue was used for football at the London Olympics?
Pass.
Hampden Park. What hours did Dolly Parton work according to the title of a 1980s song?
9 to 5.
Correct. Bergdorf Goodman is a famous... No time to get there for you, Kieran. £6,000.
Good.
Happy?
Yeah, very happy.
Good. Time to face a chaser, but who will you be up against today? Could it be Jenny the Vixen Ryan? Like a convertible sports car, fast, glamorous and ruthless. Perhaps it's the Cineman, though, the doctor you go and see if you want a pain in the neck. What about the Dark Destroyer? I shook hands with him this morning and my arm went to sleep. How about the Beast? So big though he has a multi-story packed lunch. Or maybe it's the governess. She's just brought out her own perfume. It's called Oh No. Who do you want to take on?
I'd love to take on Mark.
Why is that?
He's a big boy, but so am I, and I think I can take him.
Time to bring on the chaser. Who's it going to be? Let's have a look. Oh, there you go. It is indeed Big Boy himself, the man mountain of maths. Folks, please welcome into the studio, it's the Beast, Mark Lebec.
Good afternoon, Kieran.
Hello.
Or should I say tiny? Dear, oh dear. You did impress me with one thing. A student who got a question about work right with 9 to 5. It's pretty rare.
Let's put some money on the table. 3 steps ahead of the chaser. £6,000, you can change your starting position now, and if you want to do so and take a step closer to home, chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
However, if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
£26,000.
Have a chat with your team. Brian?
Well, the 26 is very tempting, and you did a very good cash builder. But I think for that extra place, we need you back here.
Emma.
Kieran, you were fantastic, but take the £6,000. Need you here, mate.
Kath.
Play safe, go for the six and come back.
Thank you, team. £26,000. Kieran, what'll it be?
The £6,000's mine, I've earned that, so I think I'll stick with that.
Six it is, chaser.
No, it's not yours, as you're about to find out. Let's do this.
Kieran, for £6,000, the chase is on. Here we go, good luck. Here's your first question. Which of these chart acts is a solo artist? A, Dr. Dre, B, Dr. Feelgood, C, Dr. Hook. You've put Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty easy, that one. Correct answer is... Dr. Dre's right, step close to home. Chase has put... Yeah. And for once, two out of the three chart acts I know.
Yeah, that's because they're old.
All right. Right, here's your next question. Worn by the Pope, the fisherman's ring depicts which of Christ's apostles in a boat? A, John, B, Peter, C, Thomas. Don't run out of time. You've put Peter.
I'm not going to lie, that was a guess.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step close to home. Chase has put... Yeah, it goes also right, but Peter remains three behind. Here's your next question. How many points is the word chase worth on blank squares in a game of Scrabble? A, 10, B, 15, C, 20. You've put, I know this one, 10.
I do play a bit of Scrabble, so I think I might be right.
Correct answer is... It's 10, well played, step close to home. Chase has put. Yep, goes right to 10.
Yeah, C is worth 3, H is worth 4, and the others are worth 1.
Thank you. Here's your next question. To mess something up is to make a what? A, cocoa, B, Ovaltine, C, Horlicks. You've put cocoa.
It's one of those old-fashioned sayings, I think. I've never said it in my life.
I'm three times your age, I guess. I don't know what that is. You've put Coco. Correct answer is... Staying where you are. Horlicks is the right answer. Chaser has put...
To make a right Horlicks of it.
OK. Moves to within two. Here's your next question. Which of these films did not win the Oscar for Best Picture? A, The Apartment, B, The Artist, C, The Aviator. You've put The Apartment.
I believe The Artist was the one with the dog, and I think that did win the Oscar. The Aviator, Leonardo DiCaprio, I'm not sure if that did win Best Picture or not.
Correct answer is... It's The Aviator. Staying where you are, Chaser has put. Yeah, it goes right with The Aviator. Chaser moved to within one. We are two from home. Good job you didn't go for your higher amount. Here's your question. The fovea centralis is part of what sensory organ? A, eye, B, tongue, C, ear. You've put eye.
Yeah. Not sure if that's right, though. I'm not sure.
Correct answer is... It's got to be right to stay in the game. He'll know this. Well played, well played. Step close to home. Good, good, well played. Chase has put... Oh!
Well, I could have sworn I... pretty much knew all there was to know about the eye, and I'd never heard of that.
One from home. Chase is now two behind. Two chances of getting through. Good luck. Here's your first. In 1949, what name was adopted by the American recording industry to replace the term hillbilly music? A, rock and roll. B, country and western. C, rhythm and blues. You've put rhythm and blues.
Yeah, well, the rock and roll revolution wasn't really until the 1950s, was it?
No.
But I suppose country and western, is that more films than music?
Correct answer is to go through with $6,000. Country and western's the right answer. Staying where you are. Chase has put. Here he comes. Moves to within one. Here we go. One from home. Here's your question. Good luck. How many years separated the publication of The Hobbit and the first part of the Lord of the Rings trilogy? A, 7 years, B, 12 years, C, 17 years. You've put 17 years. Ooh.
I do remember it being quite a long time for a prequel. So I think it's either 12 or 17.
Got to be right to go through with £6,000. Correct answer is... 1 Very, very good. And £6,000. £6,000's a nice foundation for the team to build on. Kath's smiling now. What do you think?
Well, he definitely slipped through my fingers and they have a habit of coming back to bite me. I'm just going to have to take it out on Kath, aren't I?
We shall see. Next to face the chaser, it's Kath. Welcome to the show, Kath.
Hello, Bradley.
From Wigan.
I'm from Wigan.
Yeah. What do you do for a living?
I'm a legal secretary with Wigan Council.
What do you do to relax?
Pub quizzing.
Are you good?
Not bad, but two of our team moved back to the wrong side of the Pennines, I'm afraid.
So you need to recruit another two players?
We need to recruit another two players.
So what's the team called?
We're calling ourselves the Shining Wits.
The Shining Wits?
Yeah.
That's a nice play on words. So if there's two players out there in the Wigan area that want to join the Shining Wits, please get in touch with Kath. And if you want some money today, what would you do with it?
It's to go towards my son's university lodgings, if you like.
Right.
If I go away with nothing, he's living in a tent.
Listen, go home with a lot, keep it yourself, let him live in a tent, make a man of him. What's your son's name?
Louis.
Right. Let's get Louis some digs at uni. Should we do that?
We'll try.
Good luck, Kath. I wish you well. Your time starts... Now, someone described as titchy is very what?
Temperamental.
Small. Who did Lady Bird Johnson succeed as First Lady of the USA in 1963?
Jackie Onassis.
Yes, Kennedy. Jackie, I'll give you that. Kennedy, yeah. In what song was Craig David making love by Wednesday?
Pass.
7 days. How many long rectangles of sponge are used to make a Battenberg cake?
4.
Correct. Bosnia and Herzegovina has a coastline on what arm of the Mediterranean Sea?
The Adriatic.
Correct. What surname links Grand National winning father and son jockeys Tommy and Paul?
Carberry.
Correct. Simon Wood was the 2015 winner of what TV cookery show?
Celebrity MasterChef.
MasterChef. The Wurlitzer company made the iconic 1015 model of what coin-operated device?
Jukebox.
Correct. What's the smallest unit of a compound that can take part in chemical reactions?
Nothing.
No, it's molecule. You've got £5,000. I think you're a good player. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, time to face the chaser. Here he comes.
Good afternoon, Kath.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Well, I plan to retire to Wigan one day. Then I'll become a pie eater in name as well as fact.
That's big news up there, pies, isn't it?
It is. That's... Best pies in the world.
You bet. Absolutely. OK, here we go. Let's put some money on the table, £5,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you...
£400.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he'll offer you...
I don't think this team are going to come up and play, but I'll try. £28,000.
Have a chat with your team. Thank you very much. Brian?
Take the 5,000 and come back.
Emma?
Basically, 400's an insult. Come with your 5,000. You're great, but I'd rather have you here than risk it.
Kieran?
Let's get you home. £5,000.
Thank you very much. Right. 400, £5,000, 28,000. What'll it be, Kath?
I'll try for the 5,000.
Going for the 5? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Right. Kath, for £5,000, the chase is on. I wish you luck. Here comes your first question. Which of these magazines is not targeted at men? A, Esquire, B, GQ, C, That's Life. You've put That's Life. Correct answer is... Well played, That's Life is right. Step closer to home. Chase is put, we're up and running. Yeah, goes right there with That's Life.
Done an interview for Men's Health, but never GQ or Esquire. Have you ever done one of them?
You've done
an interview for American Men's Health.
Men's Health?
Yes. That's a fine example.
What were you, a page 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 bloke?
That's it.
You're having a laugh, aren't you? Here's your next question. Who was the first footballer to win BBC Sports Personality of the Year after Bobby Moore's victory in 1966? A, David Beckham. B, Paul Gascoigne. C, Michael Owen. You've put Michael Owen.
It's a guess. I haven't got a clue.
Correct answer is... got to be Gazza. Yep, staying where you are. Chaser has put... goes right with Gascoigne.
It was him crying in the semi-final of Italia 90.
Yeah.
That iconic moment. And often that's what Sports Personalities of the Year is about, that sort of moment, as it were.
Here's next question. Which film is regarded as the first summer blockbuster? A, Grease. B, Star Wars. C, Jaws. You've put Jaws.
I'm just thinking Jaws was the first one, but Grease was a massive, and you've got the song Summer Nights. I'm beginning to think it might be that now.
Correct answer is Jaws. And it was a massive decision from the distributors to put it out during the summer. There was a big row about it. Step close to home, well done. Chase has put. Yeah, goes right with Jaws. Remains the two behind. Here's the next question. The felt cap known as the fez was once widely worn in which empire? A, Ottoman. B, Mongol. C, Russian. You've put Ottoman.
Oddly enough, in a quiz the other night, the picture quiz was all hats and one of them was a fez. And we put Turkey and it was from Morocco, so Ottoman Empire is Turkish. So I've gone for the nearest one.
Correct answer is... way to go. Step close to home. Ottoman's right. Chase has put. Yeah, goes right. Ottoman.
Stop chasing me.
It's my job.
Stop chasing me. What's the matter with you? Here's the next question. In America, a candy striper is a volunteer in what sort of institution? A, hospital. B, museum. C, prison. You've put hospital.
Assuming it's their uniform.
Right.
I've seen some films where you've seen some assistants wearing that.
I get it. Correct answer is... well played. Step close to home. Hospital is the right answer. Chaser has put... yep, goes with hospital. Remains the two behind. We're one from home.
I think originally the red and white striped uniform they wore signalled that they were unpaid but volunteers.
Here's your next question. Good luck, Kath. Which of these performers from Live Aid was born furthest from Wembley Stadium? A, Freddie Mercury. B, Paul McCartney. C, Sade.
Oh, no.
Good question.
Oh, Chase has got to answer. We've put him under a bit of pressure. Can he think in time?
Wrong.
Let's see what you've put. You've put Sade.
I was going to put Freddie Mercury because he was born in Zanzibar. I'm wishing I'd gone for Freddie Mercury now.
Correct answer is to go through with $5,000. It's Freddie Mercury. Stand where you are. Chase has put. Here, see your gut feeling.
I zigged instead of zagged.
That could be the turning point of this particular game. Chase has moved to winning one. We've got one more chance of getting out, and here it is. The four horsemen of the apocalypse appear in which book of the New Testament? A, Matthew. B, Ephesians. C, Revelation. You've put Revelation.
It was a guess. I'm a lapsed Catholic.
You've put Revelation. To go through with $5,000, correct answer is... well played. You're in. Oh, you made hard work of that. Chaser?
Well, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, Judgment Day, the apocalypse, call it what you will, last book of the Bible, Revelations.
There you are. You are through. Well Thanks, done. Bradley. You pleased?
I'm very pleased.
Yeah, and relieved, moreover. All right, Kath, well done, darling. Good for you. Congratulations.
Well done.
You're through. Well done. So we have £11,000 in the prize fund. Emma is up after the break. Can she add to it? I hope so. We'll see you in a minute. Welcome back. Next to Face the Chaser, it's Emma. Welcome to the show, Emma.
Thank you, Brad.
From Sheffield.
Born and bred full Monty, love.
Perfect. Perfect. Brilliant. All right, what do you do for a living?
I am a tram conductor on Stagecoach Supertram in Sheffield.
You like it?
I love it. I'm walking up and down, talking to people, having a good giggle. Yeah.
Wonderful. All right, and what do you get up to in your spare time?
I do a little bit of cross-stitching to relax, but my main passion is Sheffield Wednesday Football Club. Love them. Live, breathe, eat, sleep, football.
Emma, that's not at all relaxing. That's edgy-as-eat stuff, Sheffield Wednesday, mate. Hey. How long have you been following Sheffield Wednesday?
My auntie actually got me a I'm the best dribbler in Hillsborough when I was a baby, so literally from birth.
Really?
Yeah, so much so I got married there.
Did what, at the ground?
Full service, everything at ground.
Did you?
My husband, Gareth, yeah.
Good for you. And if you want some money today, what would you do with it?
Right, I've been putting off driving for 17 years. So I want to learn how to drive and I want a bubblegum pink Fiat Panda called Patsy.
Perfect. All right, well, let's see what we can do to get your Fiat Panda for you. Emma, are you ready?
Yeah.
Good luck. Your time starts now. The Pepsi Cola logo is coloured red, white and what other colour?
Blue.
Correct. The TV property show Love It or List It is hosted by Phil Spencer and who else?
Kirsty Allsop.
Correct. The Velasquez painting Las Meninas is on display at what Spanish museum?
Ooh, Barcelona.
Prado. Which American was the first tennis player to beat Bjorn Borg in a Wimbledon final?
John McEnroe.
Correct. Which religious symbol consists of two equilateral triangles?
Pass.
Star of David. The Element of Freedom was a number one album for which American female singer?
Pass.
Alicia Keys. What Agatha Christie novel is set on a train going to Paris?
Poirot.
Murder on the Orient Express. Oh. What type of creature is named after the Latin for plant-eating?
Snake.
Herbivore. Which Take That member co-wrote the Broadway musical Finding Neverland?
Gary Barlow.
Correct. In 1859, the great Blondin crossed what waterfall on a tightrope?
Niagara Falls.
Correct. £5,000. Happy with that?
I'm ecstatic.
Guess what? There's a big tram coming our way now. Time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, Emma.
Hiya, Mark. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you, Petal.
Excellent.
I have to declare up front, I am now a patron of Sheffield United.
Oh! I love it. This is going to be good. Let's put some money on the table. There we go. £5,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chase will offer you.
Well, you moaned about 400. How about a grand?
Thank you. If you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he'll offer you. Come on, come on.
£30,000.
Have that. Have a chat with your team. Brian.
You're more than good enough to do the 5,000, so I should go for that and come back.
Kath.
I think you're clever enough for the 30,000, but we're doing steady as we go now. Stick with the five.
Kieran.
Go on, you can do the 30 grand. You can.
Thank you. Right, here we go. This is interesting. 1,000, 5, 30 grand. What are you thinking?
30 is so tempting.
Isn't it?
I'm chickening. I'm doing five.
Five is good. Chaser?
You've got to bear in mind, there's a reason I'm giving that 30,000. I don't think you're going to get it.
Ooh. Nice. Emma, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which of these Will Smith films is based on a comic book series? A, Men in Black. B, I, Robot. C, Wild Wild West. You've put... Men in Black.
My dad used to be, when he was alive, into graphic novels, and I'm sure I've seen one in a comic shop he used to go in.
Correct answer is... Well played, step close to home. Chase has put... Goes wrong with Wild Wild West. Good for us. Game opens up. We're four ahead now. Hoorah! Which Commonwealth capital is located on New Providence Island? A, Suva. B, Nassau. C, Ottawa. You've put Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you put that?
I don't know, because I'm sure that's on Grand Bahama.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes right also when Nassau comes onto the table. Here's the next question. Which of these is a traditional New Year's Eve dish in Russia? A, herring under fur coat. B, carp on a fleece. C, pike and a parka. You've put herring under fur coat.
I never like the herring, so that's my logic to answer. Just go with my gut saying I don't like herring, but it sounds like right answer.
Correct answer is... Wow, herring under fur coat is the right answer. Oh, I'll bet that chucks up after a couple of hours. Step close to home, two from home. Chase has put. Goes right, herring under fur coat.
That's probably why it's a once a year dish. Once a year is what you can face of it.
Here's your next question. The dance class is a ballet painting by which artist? A. David. B. Dali. C. Degas. You've put Degas.
Yeah. I've never heard of any of those artists, I'll be quite honest.
What?
I'm not really into art as such. I like looking at it.
You've heard of Salvador Dali?
No. Never.
He was left fullback for Sheffield Wednesday 4 years ago. Correct answer is...
Excellent. That's where I wanted it to go.
Degas, right. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes right with Degas. Strange enough, we're four ahead.
No.
One from home.
I don't know how.
Hey ho.
Here's your next question. In the Wombles, great uncle Bulgaria likes to read what newspaper? A, the Daily Mail. B, the Times. C, the Sunday Sport. You've put. The Times.
Yep. Time sounds more Uncle Bulgaria.
To go through with $5,000, correct answer is... Times is absolutely right. Christopher, you there have been hammered.
Sheffield Wednesday.
Well, I'll say, I've got to take it on the chin. You whooped me on that.
Ever? Well played, darling.
Thank you.
Great. Well done, sweetheart. Played really well. Very good.
Thank you.
Excellent. 30. Emma is there. Three players through to the final chase. Brian would make a full house. To get there, will he take away or add to the $16,000? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Last up, it's Brian. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Thank you, Bradley.
Now, you're a retired mathematician.
Correct.
Was it something that you taught?
Well, I ran a university department. I taught the undergraduates and the postgraduate students. And I wrote 10 books and nearly 200 research papers.
Absolutely brilliant. Your favourite type of mathematics?
Probability theory, in particular, queues.
Really?
Yep, queuing up and waiting.
Brilliant. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, both my wife, Joan, and I, we're nearly got to the big 80. We hope we'll make it, so I think a celebratory cruise would be in order.
Let's get you and Joan on this cruise. I wish you well, Brian. Good luck. Your time starts now. Brizzy is a local nickname for what Australian city?
Brisbane.
Correct. What celestial body's force of gravity holds the solar system together?
The sun.
Correct. David Mosko and Tom Hanks played the role of Josh in what film comedy?
Pass.
Big. What signal was replaced by the Global Maritime Distress Safety System in 1999?
That GPS.
SOS. In the title of her hit song, Cher was walking in what Tennessee city?
Pass.
Memphis. What 20th century Pope was in office for the shortest time?
Paul.
No, it's John Paul I. The Little Black Jacket is a book by which German fashion designer?
Pass.
Karl Lagerfeld. Actress June Whitfield played a nun in what TV soap in 2015?
Pass.
EastEnders. Whose record did Theo Walcott break as England's youngest international footballer?
Michael Owen.
Bad luck. Wayne Rooney. Brian, £2,000.
Not very happy with that.
But you've got a wealth of knowledge in there. I know that you're a much better player than your cash builder shows, that's for sure. So, are you ready?
Sure.
Time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Well, you may be an expert at theoretical probability, but unfortunately for you, I'm an expert at practical quizzing.
Let's put some money on the table, Brian. 3 steps ahead of the beast with £2,000. If you wish to take a step close to home, Chaser will offer you...
I have to do this. -£2,000.
-£2,000. If you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he will offer you...
You'll be able to work out the odds. £44,000.
£44,000. Let's have a chat with your team. Emma.
Brian, cash builder didn't go exactly where you planned. I want you back here. You're amazing. Take the two. Come back here, please.
Kath.
I know you're too much of a gentleman to go for the lower offer, but it's not that low, so we'll come back with the 2,000 or even the -2,000.
Kieran.
I know that that 44 is tempting, Brian, but you've got some specialised knowledge. Take the 2,000, get back here, and we'll see you in the final chase.
OK, thank you very much. Now, the team are telling you to take the 2,000, maybe even take the -2,000. Tell us exactly what you're thinking now. What's
the
happening?
Probability says that it's a very generous offer because it's going to increase my expectation. But I certainly wouldn't take the minus. I think I'm going to be a coward and stay with 2,000 and hope that I can contribute with the extra step in the last round and perhaps with some of the pushbacks.
I don't think that's being a coward. I think that's actually being brave. Chaser?
You're not going to be too quick in the final chase, but can you imagine when Brian's got half a minute or so to think about a question I got wrong?
Absolutely. All right, here we go. £2,000. You happy, Brian?
Yes. Sure.
Good man. Brian, for £2,000, the chase is on. I wish you luck. Here's your question. Who said, "The only time my prayers are never answered is on the golf course"? A. George W. Bush. B. Desmond Tutu. C. Billy Graham. You've put Billy Graham. Got to be, isn't it?
I hope so.
Evangelist, you've got to be. Correct answer is... Well played. Step close to home. Billy Graham is right. Chase is put. Yeah, had to be. Comes onto the table. Here's next question. How is the weather described in the opening scene of Macbeth? A. Ice and snow. B. Thunder and lightning. C. Cats and dogs. You've put thunder and lightning.
I think so.
Correct answer is... Is indeed, he loved a bit of thunder and lightning, old Bill. Chase has put... Goes cats and dogs. Ice and snow, of course, from Frozen. Good luck, here's your question. Which TV detective charged $200 a day plus expenses? A. Columbo. B. Magnum. C. Rockford. You've put Columbo.
I think so. Not sure about that one.
OK, correct answer is... Yeah, Jim Rockford. Staying where you are, Chaser has put... is right. Chaser moves to three behind with three from home. Here's next question. In 1820, the British Queen Caroline of Brunswick was tried for which offence? A. Conspiracy. B. Treason. C. Adultery.
Press.
Yeah. You've put... adultery.
Know that one.
Correct answer is...
Ooh, lucky lad.
Step close to home. Adultery is the right answer. Chase has put... Goes right with adultery. Chase is three behind. We're two from home. Here's your next question. What colour are the stars on the flag of Australia? A. Red. B. White. C, blue. You've put white.
Again, not sure. Can't picture that flag, really.
Correct answer is... Yep, step close to home. Well done, white it is. Chase has put... Yeah, it goes with white. Chase remains three behind. We are one from home. Get this right, Brian, and you'd have had two goes at £44,000.
Oh, well.
And you did the maths as well.
You did.
Here... I got the wrong answer, perhaps.
Here's your question. Good luck. Novelist Claire Francis first found fame in what field? A, equestrianism. B, mountaineering. C, sailing. You've put sailing.
Something sort of says she was one of these round-the-world sailors at one time.
Yeah. To go through with £2,000, correct answer is... Yeah, absolutely. Told you he was a better player than your £2,000. Know it. Well, wealth of knowledge in there, Brian.
It's getting it back's the problem.
I know, but a lot of years spent on the planet, you know what I mean? It all gets sucked in, I'm telling you. Chaser?
It's a different game when it's multiple choice and you can see the answers there, because it triggers those little grey cells and you go, hang on, Claire Francis was something to do with yachts, wasn't she?
Yeah, absolutely. Guess what? I've got a full house.
Yep.
Brian?
Thank you
Thanks ever so much. I wish you well. Terrific. Team are very pleased. £18,000 as well. A good mix there, cross-generational, cross-gender. Perfect. So, the entire team are through to the final chase. Total prize fund is £18,000. That is £4,500 each. Nice. Is Brian going on his cruise? Find out after the break. Welcome back. The entire team have made it through to the final chase. There's £18,000 in the prize fund, £4,500 each. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and you have selected set...
B.
Set B. That means, of course, the beast gets set A. Now, we have a full house. That means you get a four-step head start, and there it is. These questions will come to you much quicker than the cash build around. Good luck. Your time starts now. What military rank links Bogey, Mustard and Sanders?
Colonel.
Correct. Baby plum and cherry are types of what salad ingredients?
Kieran.
Tomato.
Correct. Russian Roulette was a hit single for which Barbadian singer?
Emma.
Rihanna.
Correct. Clement Attlee was Prime Minister during which King's reign?
Didn't hear that last sound.
Clement Attlee was Prime Minister during which King's reign?
George the Sixth.
Correct. What is the Spanish equivalent of the French name Michelle?
Kieran.
Michael.
Miguel. A Sophie Turner plays Sansa Stark in what fantasy TV series?
Emma.
Game of Thrones.
Correct. On UK cars, rear fog light has to be what colour?
Kieran.
Red.
Correct. What are the linesmen called in professional rugby league?
Emma.
Pass.
Touch judges. Lardons are pieces of meat from what animal?
Kieran.
Pig.
Correct. Who is the brother of Princess Stephanie of Monaco?
Emma.
Prince Michael of Monaco.
Prince Albert. The aurora that occurs in southern latitudes is called what?
Kieran.
Pass.
The aurora australis. Statesman Robert Clive was also known as Clive of which country?
Brian.
India.
Correct. What National Lampoon film features a toga party?
Animal House.
Correct. Gerontology is the scientific study of what physical process?
Old age.
Correct. The Soviet Union launched 7 space stations with what name?
Sputnik.
Salyut. What is the outer layer of a Mars bar made of?
Kieran.
Chocolate.
Correct. The Peruvian port of Iquitos is on what major river?
Kieran.
Pass.
Amazon. What John Adams opera features Chairman Mao?
Emma.
In Saigon.
Nixon in China. What equipment do boxers wear over the teeth?
Kieran.
Gum shield.
Correct. What name is given to the Sunday before Maundy Thursday?
Brian.
Easter Sunday.
Palm Sunday. A monopode is a creature with how many feet?
Kieran.
One.
Correct. Hydrazine is a compound. 17.
I think that'll do it.
It's not bad.
Confident.
We'll do it.
Yeah. No,
some
good.
Pushbacks.
And we've got the pushbacks.
All right, time to bring back the chaser. 19, really, with a team of four.
I think you've just about summed it up. I think you're two or three light there.
Yeah, possibly. OK, here we go. Remember, if the Beast gets a question wrong, then the team get it right, they push him back one step. It is now time for the final chase. OK, here we go. Chaser, your time starts now. Yorkshire's is a shortened name for what food?
Yorkshire puddings.
Correct. How often does a sexennial event occur?
Every 6 years.
Correct. What Irish boy band had the 2010 hit single Safe?
Boyzone.
Stop the clock.
I can't help.
We think Westlife.
Is correct. We pushed the chaser back. Had to be flip of the coin.
Yeah.
All right, 16 now. Here we go. Your time starts again. Now, Cardiff and Swansea are towns in what Australian state?
Tasmania.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
It's got to be New South Wales. It's got to be.
New South Wales?
Is correct. Push the chaser back. Here we go. 143 remaining. 17 to catch. Chaser, your time starts again. Now, in a game of poker, what is the highest value court card?
King.
Correct. Hugh Fraser played which Duke in the TV series Sharp?
Duke of Wellington.
Correct. A Pilsner glass is named after a style of what drink?
Beer.
Correct. Which English king was canonised in 1161?
Edward the Confessor.
Correct. The Laputans are a people in what Jonathan Swift novel?
Gulliver's Travels.
Correct. What rugby union player throws the ball into the scrum?
Scrum half.
Correct. NB is the symbol for what chemical element?
Niobium.
Correct. Cygnus olor is the mute species of what bird?
Swan.
Correct. Triton is a character in what 1980s Disney animation?
Little Mermaid.
Correct. What port is the closest French town to mainland Britain?
Dieppe.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Calais.
Is correct. We push the chaser back. 9 required now. 54 seconds remaining. Your time starts again. Now, which American president used the campaign slogan Keep Cool?
Richard Nixon.
Stop the clock, that is wrong.
Sounds more like Ronald Reagan, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah. Go with
you. You want to go with John? Yeah, we'll go with you.
Go with that.
Ronald Reagan, yeah.
Ronald Reagan.
Is wrong. Okay. It's Calvin Coolidge.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
there you go. All right, 9 to catch the team, 49 seconds remaining. Your time starts again. Now, in what gambling venue does a croupier work?
Casino.
Correct. UEFA's Champions League trophy is mostly made from what metal?
Silver.
Correct. How many of Henry VIII's wives were married previously?
2.
Correct. A niqab is a head covering worn by women of what religion?
Islam.
Correct. When Forever Has Gone was a 70s hit for which Greek singer?
Dennis Roussos.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
It's Demis.
Demis Roussos.
Yeah,
with an M. Yeah. Was that Demis Roussos?
Demis Roussos is right, not Dennis. We push the chaser back.
Ouch.
It's now 6 required. Here we go. Your time starts again now. What variety of cheese accounts for over half the UK market?
Cheddar.
Correct. The so-called Summer of Love happened in what decade?
1960s.
Correct. King and Queen was a 50s work by which British sculptor?
Henry Moore.
Correct. How was the Roman poet Publius Virgilius Maro better known?
Virgil.
Correct. What type of publication were Tiger and Topper?
Comics.
Correct. Which actress married John Alderton in 1969?
Pauline Collins.
Correct. Unbelievable. What about that? 5 opportunities to push back, 4 executed, caught with 2 seconds remaining.
Bravo. Brilliant. Yeah.
Well done.
Thoroughly enjoy playing alongside you, but I've got to take the £18,000 away and tell you that Brian, Emma, Kath and Kieran, you have been caught. And finally, your chase is over. Beastie.
I said they were too light. I was nearly one light there. Phew.
Yeah, but you know what? 4 pushbacks, so...
Rule of 5.
Yeah.
You get 5 pushbacks against me, you win.
That's what it's all about. 5 pushbacks, he said. My team fails, having got 4. They didn't make the last one and get caught with 2 seconds remaining. Thrilling and exciting. Folks, come and have a go if you think you're clever enough and quick enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye.
potato.